Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something I suffer on a weekly basis. Jet lag. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh. 你好。Right, jet lag. I think it's a modern phenomenon that because we travel, because of the low-cost airfare, and we actually basically hop around from country to country, time zone to time zone.
Yeah. So you suffer on a weekly basis. Well, I think I suffer on a monthly basis at the moment.
Right, okay. Jet lag, because I fly, I'm based in London, I fly to America and Asia and somewhere in Europe. Basically, it's all across time zone, either between 1 hour or 6 or 12.
So how do we say it then? Let's go for this.
时差. 时 is the hours, the time. 时 is the second tone, and we can make it long and start it up. 时. And the way to say it, we have to curl our lips round it a little bit. 时 as if we were going to whistle. 时
差.
Cha is the second word, and that means to deduct and something you don't have, something you lack of something.
Right.
So in this case, that means the difference. So the time difference would create jet lag.
Jet lag.
Yeah.
时差.
Yeah.
It's funny. I remember when I started learning Chinese, I felt like this sound, 时, was in so many words. There's so many words that used 时.
Yeah.
So I know this sound with the second tone is the same as the number 10.
It is.
So for people that are listening, if you've heard the numbers episode, you might recognize 时 as being number 10.
It is. And also it is the same sound as food. 食物. So 时 is a time in this case. And then is the same as number 10, is the same sound, exactly the same sound as food. 时.
So therefore it's useful to read the Chinese book to tell the difference between the characters.
Yes, and then once you are familiar with the sound and how to pronounce it, you actually will feel that as the bonus rather than the confusion.
Yeah,
because the same sound, you can use it depending on the context, and you can use it to just pronounce it exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Okay, so 时差 is the jet lag.
时差. Literally, so that just literally just means time difference.
Time difference. Mm. You can also use that for literal meaning, the time difference.
Okay, so that does literally mean time difference between two places as well as...
It is, yes.
Is the jet lag suffered by a person.
It is, yes. So how to know is that the time difference or that some person is suffering from jet lag, then you read the context.
Yep, okay.
So when we say 我有时差...
我有, I have.
I have. 我 is me. I. 有 means have. I have. 我有时差。你有时差吗?
你有时差吗?
你 is you. 有 is have. So 你有时差. And of course, if I just 你有时差 full stop, that means I recognize you have jet lag.
Jet lag, yeah.
But if I really don't know. I want to ask you, knowing that you just come back from somewhere, then I say ma. Basically, ma is the spoken question mark.
A verbal question mark.
That's right.
Yeah.
So verbal question mark, ma.
Ma.
你有时差吗?
我有时差。我没有时差.
I don't have jet lag.
Mm.
So do you know how to overcome jet lag?
So many ways that I've tried.
Yep.
And I've discovered that there is no 100% method.
Right.
For overcoming jet lag. Although I think for me, the most effective way is to try to have a busy schedule once I land in the place I'm going.
Yeah.
I found the worst thing I can do is to get somewhere and then immediately try and rest, because then it just keeps me in the wrong time zone.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, 2 days ago, I flew back from Taipei to the UK, landed at Heathrow. My dad very kindly picked me up, went back to Bristol. Threw my suitcase in the house, got my drumsticks, and went to a band practice for a concert the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that helps me to, even though I feel tired, being busy helps me to kind of quickly adjust to the timing of the new place.
Right. Yeah. A very famous way of doing it is as soon as you get on the plane, then you adjust your watch into the destination time. And then you just assume and live the same way. When you need to eat, when you need to sleep, just follow it. I also, because I travel so much, I did a lot of different methods. Like there was one highly promoted by some fitness trainers, and they claimed that the method was adopted by American military when they sent troops overseas across the time zone. They need to function and they need to be fit and to be in a combat mode very quickly. Yeah. And they actually blended an intermittent diet together with some sleeping pattern. And I tried that a couple of times, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I think it's a good idea to change your watch immediately to the timing of your destination. Mm-hmm. The only thing to watch out for that's caught me out before is if you're transferring halfway, then you still have to make sure that you're aware of the timing of that halfway place so that you don't miss your connection.
Right, that's very important. So the way to say jet lag,
时差.
I have jet lag,
我有时差.
You have jet lag, 你有时差.
你有时差.
Do you have jet lag?
你有时差吗?
Do I have jet lag?
我有时差吗?
我没有时差. I don't
have
jet lag.
我有时差.
你有时差. I'm sorry for you, but you need to get used to it.
Yeah.
Come on, toughen up. Right. Thank you very much, George, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we talk about jet lag. I hope you don't have jet lag. And if you have it, just get a move on and get on with the local life and local time. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.